This is Morning Edition here on NHPR. You know, the pandemic has changed how many people are celebrating Christmas this year, but one thing does remain constant, and that is the joy of Christmas music. New England musician Dan Blakesley has released a new album this month called Christmas Jubilee. It has a mix of traditional and original songs, like this one called Christmas Tree Calling.
It's Christmas night. I'm heading outside. Snow drifts are twinkling.
Well, I decided to try to catch up with Blakesley over Zoom to chat more about the album. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Dan. It's Rick. Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just give me a second. Sorry.
No problem. Getting into the spirit already, I see.
Yes. I know. It's so funny. It's like I have the Nutcracker on as I'm trying to, get into the Zoom meeting, forgetting to turn it down.
No problem. What makes you love Christmas music so much?
You know, I mean, depending on what Christmas music you're listening to, but a lot of times it has this joyous celebratory tone to it. And ever since I was a little kid, my parents were always playing Christmas music throughout the season. And I have a vast Christmas record collection, about 225 strong right now and growing.
This is not your first holiday album, Dan. Every October, I know you turn from Dan Blakesley into, Dr. Gasp for Halloween.
Oh, yes, I do.
We featured you on Morning Edition a little over a year ago. What made you decide, though, to do a Christmas album?
Since 2006, I was writing songs for my family for Christmas gifts each year, like a song or two a year for a good number of years. And eventually I had enough to make an EP. And at that point, I had shared a few of the songs with friends, and they said, you have to put this out, officially as an album. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. It's just for my family. And so eventually I ended up breaking. And in a couple years later, I came out with an EP. All the while, I had been in my head for the last solid 10 years, I've been dreaming up doing a bigger sounding record, one that had more orchestration and my full band. And so finally, last year, 2019, a few days before Christmas, I thought I was going to burst if I didn't record it. And we recorded it all through the winter with snow on the ground. I decked out the studio in Christmas decor to the max. I feel like it would filter down into the audio somehow.
Well, if you did it at least in the winter, you have that winter spirit going. You hear so many artists that do their holiday tracks, they're doing them in August,
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite on the album? A favorite song?
Oh, man. You know what? One that is one of my favorites, most memorable, and has a story with it, is Mr. Candy Cane.
Listen to it play. Dressed in white.
I was over in Spain with my ex. She was going to school over there, and I took a trip over there to visit her, and it was around Christmas time, and it was the night before Christmas, and both of us were really bummed out. We were missing our family, we were missing the snow, we were missing New England, and it was 80 degrees in Granada, Spain, and we're walking around. We're still, having a good time, looking at the holiday lights and everything, and all of a sudden, we heard this street performer playing boogie-woogie Christmas carols on a quarter-sized piano, dressed up like Santa, and it was the exact recipe we needed that night. So I wrote this song based on watching him play and his performance.
It's got a little skinny from climbing down the chimney. Looks more like a candlestick.
And I wish there was some way I could figure out how to get the song to him. I mean, he didn't have a stage name or anything. I just Googled Granada, Spain, piano player, street busker, Christmas carols, and nothing came up. So if anyone out there knows Granada, Spain, if they know this guy, please direct him to that song.
Could be a holiday miracle there. Who knows?
Right.
So if people want to hear this music live, are they going to get an opportunity this year?
Yeah, we're actually planning one physical performance only. We're doing it at the Stone Church in Newmarket, New Hampshire on December 19th at 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. So people can at least, you know, be outside and enjoy the music, even if it's not in the traditional way. I mean, I suppose with some snow on the ground, cold temperatures, it'll feel festive.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, it'll feel festive to us playing.
Dan Blakesley, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
By the way, you can also hear more of Dan's Christmas album by listening to NHPR's Holidays by Request 4. We're going to be playing some listener requests and favorite holiday tunes and, yes, a lot of home recordings from folks this year who maybe couldn't get out and play live like Dan. That's going to be on tomorrow evening from 8 to 10 right here on NHPR. This is Morning Edition from NHPR.
Santa Claus is coming.